The history of man is the history of war. But President Donald Trump believes his new Board of Peace will finally bring the world peace humanity has been seeking for 6,000 years. Learn why this peace initiative is doomed to fail next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
The world is asleep. The world doesn't know what is about to strike. The world is going on as if things are going to continue just as they are. And I am warning you, they will not. There is only one authority that can tell us what is going to happen, that can give us the cause of what has happened and what will happen, so far as that is concerned, and that is the book we call the Holy Bible and its prophecies. The world has tried everything that man can conceive of for world peace. They have worked for world peace. They have fought for world peace. They have striven for world peace. Now, we had some time back, there was the League of Nations. And then also the Pact of Paris. And then after World War II, there was the United Nations. And then also the World Court of International Justice. But nothing has brought world peace. World War I was supposed to be the war that would end all wars. It didn't end wars. Then came World War II, and it was labeled as the war to end all wars. But as a matter of fact, more than 140 wars have occurred since the end of World War II. This book, the Holy Bible, says that the way of peace they know not.
That's the late Herbert W. Armstrong speaking back in 1983, saying that the world is asleep, and then giving you the history, man's legacy, history of war, pretty much. And why? Well, because as he said, he made the statement based on the authority of God's word, saying that mankind simply does not know the way to peace. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Key of David, and we appreciate you joining us for this week's program. The way of peace, that's from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 59 and verse 8. And then Paul picked up on that same theme in Romans 3, saying that we just don't know the way of peace. And so it's Old Testament and New. It runs right through the Bible, that message, that warning. And of course, Herbert Armstrong, throughout his 57-year ministry, I mean, he brought that warning from God. He said, we're going the wrong way. We're going the way of Cain. We're going the way of this world. We're going the way of the God of this world. Galatians 1 and verse 4 says that this present world is evil. And the reason for that is because there is a real spirit world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that Satan is the god of this world. If you look at other verses, 1 John 5 and verse 19, it says the whole world lies in wickedness. That's God's assessment. Now, human beings, like Mr. Armstrong said there, we have tried everything to try to achieve peace, to try to bring peace between nations. Within the family, within communities, within single nations, look at how much division there is. I mean, we're talking now about the Board of Peace, and I'll give you a clip about that in just a second here. But all through the Bible, God's assessment is that there's wickedness, there's evil, and this is what true Christians must come out of. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, come out of this world. And God will receive you. Revelation 12 and Revelation 20 talks about Satan deceiving entire nations. In the case of Revelation 12, it says the whole world is deceived. Now that squares with what Mr. Armstrong said there at the top of that clip. The world is asleep. The world doesn't see what's coming. The world is deceived. There was a conference recently at Davos, I guess the yearly conference. All the world leaders come together. And of course, the Trump administration had been talking about the Board of Peace some months leading up to it. But then at Davos is when they announced the Board of Peace. They came out with the charter. They had, I think, 20 world leaders on stage, and they all signed on. And it became a new, I guess, international organization. And it's going to work maybe together with the UN or maybe separate from the UN. We're not quite sure yet. It's just starting. But this is what President Trump had to say to lead it off.
As everyone can see today, the first steps toward a brighter day for the Middle East and a much safer future for the world are unfolding right before your very eyes. Together, we are in a position to have an incredible chance. I don't even call it a chance. I think it's going to happen. To end decades of suffering, stop generations of hatred and bloodshed, and forge a beautiful, everlasting, and glorious peace for that region and for the whole region of the world, because I'm calling the world a region. The world is a region. We're going to have peace in the world. And boy, would that be a great legacy for all of us. Everybody in this room is a star.
We're going to have peace in the world. Well, actually, that's true. But only God can bring peace. And that too is established in the scriptures. On God's authority, we can know that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, as it says in Isaiah 9. Only God can bring peace. As Mr. Armstrong said, I mean, man has tried everything. Every kind of union, organization, you name it. I mean, there has been an attempt to bring together these very sophisticated elite bodies with representatives from all over the world, some of the best educated. And yet we keep having war, as we wrote at the Trumpet magazine, or at least on our website. But you can get the print version, by the way, if you call our operators today and request a free one-year subscription to the Trumpet magazine. It has tomorrow's news today because it bases its articles on Bible prophecy. Our writers do look into the Bible. They look to God's authority. They look and see what God says about the human heart or the human mind. And this little booklet here, What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind. I mean, this is a reason why there's so much trouble in the world, because minds are clashing all over the place. You've got all of these opposing ideologies. And so every time man tries to bring the nations or groups together, it starts off, and what you heard there from President Trump was day one, basically. But you can't go into a football season and declare yourself a Super Bowl winner before the first play even starts, before the first game even starts. Time will tell. Are we entering into a time of everlasting peace? That means forever. Not while human civilization is in subjection to the God of this world, Satan the devil. But, I mean, happy for us. Revelation 12 says that his time is about up. His time is short. And then the Prince of Peace returns to this earth. And he will make peace. And incredibly, the nations of this world will fight against it. At that Trumpet article I referenced, it says, the truth is, the legacy of man is war. It is the way of God that brings peace. The Bible warns over and again that man cannot have peace unless he follows God's way of life, unless he obeys God's laws. Jeremiah 8 and verse 11 says they're going to declare peace, peace, when there is no peace. That's what's happening. We've got to give you the truth, the word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God's word is true. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 3 says that when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them. When they talk endlessly about peace, that's when we need to really be sobered and prepared for what's coming. Because the Bible, New Testament theology, by the way, it says sudden destruction is coming. Jared Kushner was also there to kick things off for the Board of Peace, and this is what he had to say, clip three.
I see a lot of people trying to escalate, you know, criticizing Israel or Israelis criticizing Turkey or Qatar. Just calm down for 30 days. I think that the war's over. Let's do our best to try working together. Our goal here is peace between Israel and the Palestinian people. Everyone wants to live peacefully. Everyone wants to live with dignity. Let's put our efforts towards promoting those who are doing the work to build this up, like Ali and his committee. Let's focus on the positive stories, and let's just calm down, turn a new chapter. And if we believe that peace is possible, then peace really can be possible.
The Board of Peace, the group that's going to preside over rebuilding Gaza to turn it into this vacation paradise, that's the plan. And yet on that board, you've got Turkey's represented, you've got Qatar, and both of these states, I mean, they support Hamas. Hamas right now is rebuilding, it's rearming. It's bouncing back from nearly being destroyed, but that didn't happen. And we're not just but 2 years removed from October 7. I don't think when they were just running into Israel to massacre 1,200 Jews, I don't think they were thinking about peace. Far from it. That was just a little over 2 years ago. You know, you hear how they're setting up the Board of Peace, and it just makes me think about the establishment of the United Nations back in 1945. And Herbert W. Armstrong's take on this new organization, and so many people, world leaders, were so hopeful. They were so optimistic. And Mr. Armstrong was actually there at the inaugural event, at the opening of the United Nations. This is how he talked about it in The Plain Truth back in 1948. He said, never in the history of mankind has anything like this taken place. It's the greatest, most elaborate conference of world leaders ever held. I've had the rare privilege of being one of the very few writers and speakers of prophecy credentialed to the conference. It says here, I've talked with world statesmen. Here I've been seeing power politics in action. Here I've witnessed something of the subtle yet fateful arts, skill, and strategy called statecraft and diplomacy in living action as instruments for selfish national advantage. Now just think about that time period. I mean, here the world had just experienced the worst war in human history. Something like 60 million, 70 million people, human beings, slaughtered. 6 million Jews exterminated. And just a couple of months before, the United Nations got this really optimistic kickoff. Now, atomic bomb had been detonated. It was a different time than today. And people were humbled to some degree. And people said, look, this is our last chance. If we don't get this right, we're going to destroy ourselves. The truth of it is, the world is even more dangerous today than it was following World War II. I mean, that time period, the United States was about to reach its apex of power and strength and dominance. And if you want to talk about America's power today, right now, and I know we hear a lot about, oh, yeah, it's got the strongest military, it's got the strongest this, but it hasn't gone very well for America. Not in war since 1945, not since the end of World War II. I mean, what's the last war besides that one that you can think of that America won? Well, here again, going back to the sure word of Bible prophecy, this book right here, Herbert Armstrong in the United States and Britain in Prophecy, he talked about how America's won its last war. God is trying to get our attention at this UN conference. He says, in the plenary sessions of the conference, we hear beautiful oratory enunciating lofty aims of altruism and world peace, just like we did with the Board of Peace in January. We hear all of these great speeches. It says to be printed in newspapers throughout the world for public consumption. But the real sessions are behind locked doors of committee council chambers. And there the savage battle for national interest rages fiercely. I mean, that's what's so incredible about the Davos conference is that for most of it, you had a lot of anti-American rhetoric, and Donald Trump showed up and he really let Europeans have it and said that we need to have Greenland because Russia and China are going to, all this talk basically about Europe's got to be able to defend itself and build up its own army, its own military. And then President Trump, for his part, we need Greenland to protect us from China and from Russia. And then at the very same conference, there was all this talk about peace. Yeah. Everlasting peace. I think we're going to have peace from here on out. The world is arming for war. That's the truth. And this book tells you how it's going to play out. The United States and Britain in prophecy. How do we factor in? Well, make sure you request your free copy of that book. Mr. Armstrong said, "Already I see the cloud of World War III gathering at this conference." He's talking about the 1945 United Nations conference. It says here, "I saw it first as it was injected indirectly into every press conference. We learn of it in private talks with delegates in hotel lobbies. The nations can have peace if they want it, but they don't want it. They want gain at the expense of others." As our Bible says, I mean, we have gone the way of Cain. We have gone the way of selfishness. We've gone the way of division and strife. This world is in trouble. Mr. Armstrong said that back in 1984. Listen to this clip.
"Man without God is all mixed up. He cannot solve his problems. He can think of material things. He can get along with matter. But when it comes to getting along with other minds, that's where the trouble comes. One mind does not get along with other minds, and so we have troubles in the world. And that is the source and the foundation of all of our troubles in this world. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote, 'Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus.' But Adam rejected that mind. He rejected the mind of God. He rejected reliance on God, said he would rely on himself. And mankind has been doing that ever since. Nations have trouble. Individuals have troubles. They can't solve their troubles or their evils. So God closed up the tree of life. And he closed it until the second Adam, Jesus Christ, would come."
Quite a message. And he talked about that for decades. He gave you the truth. Some of you are old enough to remember when he spoke on the World Tomorrow program or wrote in the Plain Truth magazine. I just want to take you through a couple of Bible passages here before we close. But as he said there, I mean, really, when you look at Davos, what you saw over the course of that conference was clashing minds, minds with a lot of different views. Everybody has a different view for how we go about making peace, but then your Bible says we don't know the way. Mr. Armstrong said in that one clip, man doesn't want peace, or it was in that quote I gave to you. Here in Genesis 6, Mr. Armstrong talked about the very beginning when mankind was cut off from the tree of life. That's Genesis 3, verses 22 to 24. Here in chapter 6, you're coming right up to the time of Noah's flood, so some 1600 years in human history have gone by in these first six chapters of Genesis. And it says, "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Well, I mean, that's God's assessment. And I mean, that's pretty corrective. Some would say that's very negative. That's a pessimistic view. I mean, can't we somehow bring everybody together and make peace and solve the problems of that society? "It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." I mean, how bad was it? How bad could it have been? For 100 years, Noah and his family, they're just mocked. They're out there building this ark. And it's because of this. And the Eternal said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. And then Noah, verse 8, found grace in the eyes of God. Notice verse 11. It says, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Everyone was caught up in wickedness. Now you think about those scriptures I gave you at the start about the whole world being wicked, the whole world being deceived. This was the time before the flood. And then look at what happened after the flood. We just returned right back to wickedness. Verse 13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. The end of all flesh. Noah was a witness. Noah spoke God's truth. The Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. He said that the entire earth is going to be destroyed. One thing Herbert Armstrong talked about in so much of his literature is the fact that universal sin leads to universal destruction. We have to look at our sins, our wickedness. We don't want to do that because we don't want to repent. We want to go right on doing the same old thing, trying the same exercise or building the same kind of organization to finally bring peace and prosperity and safety and comfort and love. Notice now Luke 17. We just read what it was like in the days before the flood. Now hear what Jesus said about the last days and what he compared it to. Verse 26, it says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. That means when Jesus Christ is about to return, the earth is going to be filled with violence, with wickedness. Jesus said this. If you're a follower of Christ, you should know this. Jesus said it would be just like the days of Noah. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. I mean, they were living it up. They were enjoying life. They were making fun of Noah and his family. They were, just as Herbert Armstrong said in that first clip, they were asleep to what was coming. They had no idea the explosion that was about to come upon them. And it's the same with our time. This is why we can't make peace. It takes God to do that. So they're carrying on. They're having a good old time. And then verse 30 says, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. You see, mankind should have learned its lesson after the flood. It should have learned its lesson after Sodom and Gomorrah. But we haven't learned that lesson. And because of that, the end of all flesh is near. Read what it says. I think we have time, actually. Matthew 24, verse 21. This is, if you look at the first few verses, the disciples go up to Christ and they say, you know, tell us when the end of this age is going to be. Tell us when it's all going to be over and you're going to be back on this earth to be ruler, to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so Christ laid it all out. He gave them the prophetic framework. He said, here's what's going to happen. Here's what you need to prepare for. Here's what you need to look for. This is why you need to watch and pray always. Verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Great tribulation. Another flood. In this case, a flood of violence. A flood of tribulation. It says, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved alive. I mean, everyone would be dead. According to what Jesus said, unless God intervenes, this is how it would end for human civilization. It says, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. God will intervene. As I said earlier, the nations of this world are going to fight against the coming government of God, administered by Jesus Christ and the faithful first fruits. But after all form of rebellion is forcibly put down, then finally mankind will pay attention, and the process of re-educating this earth, human civilization, human beings, can begin. In my father's booklet, The Epistles of Peter, it says God is going to take mankind to the point where people will know there is no hope in man, and they are willing to heed God's word, the Bible. He says the experiment of human government will prove itself a grandiose failure, and people will begin to recognize that they do need God's help. And he says, what a world that will be. When human arrogance has been leveled, people will be humble and childlike and ready to be taught by God. It'll be a beautiful time, the wonderful world tomorrow. That was the name of Herbert Armstrong's TV program, The World Tomorrow. And he explained in his writings what it will be like. It'll be a beautiful and peaceful time, everlasting peace. But before that, we need to understand and know why human beings cannot achieve peace, and the events that are to transpire before the return of Christ. These books, U.S. and Britain in Prophecy, and then this little one, What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind. Call our operators today and request the free literature. There's no cost, no obligation. That's all we have time for on today's show. We thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again next time.
All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request our free booklets, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, and What Science Can't Discover About the Human Mind. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.